Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Casola standing by, caller 9 at 844-999. Ola will play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there's a man who's been on a quest to visit every Starbucks on the planet.
Wow.
He's been at it since 1997.
Good God.
Don't they add 100 or so locations a year? I mean, they're on a pretty good tear, aren't they?
Right.
Am I overestimating?
I mean, they
I don't think so at all.
I know they cut a little bit more this year than normal.
But still.
It seems like they, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many different countries has he been to? Or you have no idea.
Is it just the United States or is it around the world?
He said on the planet.
Oh, okay.
Damn. He's hit more than 14,400 locations in over 50 countries.
You know, whatever excuse you're going to use to travel, good enough, man.
Right.
Like, on the surface, you're like, well, that's stupid. Then I realize, yeah, but he's managed to travel all these places. What the hell?
In 2017, there was 27,339.
God, man.
But the nice thing is, dude,
if you're at a Starbucks, there's a good chance there's another one right next to
you. Here's the thing. He's only about halfway done. And so far, he's spent over $150,000 on this mission.
Hmm. You got to wonder, I hope he makes a lot of money.
Obviously, he's got time. Time, I mean, the time is the key.
And the money.
That's
right.
What I mean. He obviously can do this.
And Starbucks isn't cheap, man.
No.
You know, so you spend all the time and the money, then you get to Starbucks, and it's still a lot of goddamn money.
Mm-hmm. A town in upstate New York just named Bigfoot as its official town animal.
That's all right. Scotland's, I want to say, official country animal is a unicorn.
Not Loch Ness.
Which is weird. Are you going to go with a mystical animal? And
why not?
But Loch Ness was a monster. Unicorns people like. They're friendly.
Okay.
Are they friendly?
No, Nessie's never been accused of killing anybody.
Yeah, it's true. No, they're just trying to tip a boat.
Nessie's never, we don't know aggressive Nessie.
It's a monster.
We just know, well, they call
it Shrek's a monster.
Yeah.
Right?
And, right, the townspeople try to kill him.
You know, strong point.
Okay. All right.
Well, I withdraw my argument.
A fisherman has not tried to catch Nessie yet.
Oh, they've all tried to catch Nessie.
Have they?
Have you ever watched Discovery Channel?
No.
Oh, man, they're always on the lookout for Nessie.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Nessie watched the Discovery Channel like, I'm not going to serve this.
Apparently, they're
I'm over here.
Anyway, back to this New York town. Apparently, there were some Bigfoot sightings in the town in 1976, and they already have a big statue of Bigfoot and an annual festival in his honor.
Well, then why not? Rock it.
Boom, do it.
You're probably not known for anything else.
Right. That town near New York. A 53-year-old man in Florida was arrested last week after he broke into a Dollar General store and sold beer, wait for it, while wearing a t-shirt that said, this guy needs a beer.
Okay. Well, he wasn't lying. Forgive him that.
All right, so you're getting what? Like, are you getting a 22-ounce can for a dollar? Well, let's think here. Dollar General store in Florida. Are you getting a tall boy? What can you buy with a dollar?
I'm going to say, in Florida, a tall boy.
A tall boy? One single tall boy?
Yeah, remember, Dollar General, though, I don't think it's all just dollars.
Oh, Dollar General. Oh, right. Not the dollar store.
Okay.
They have a lot of stuff there for a dollar.
Fine line.
They have a ton of stuff for a dollar, but I think they have, like, other prices, too.
Okay. I think it's one of those places where if it's not marked, it's a dollar.
Okay, I got it.
Otherwise, go by the price. McDonald's and Starbucks.
I go see the general. I need some beer.
McDonald's and Starbucks have joined forces to come up with a new fully compostable cup to eliminate waste.
Good idea.
Nice.
Good idea for both of them.
They're letting people submit ideas, choosing the best ones, and then tossing up to $1 million at each one to see if they pan out. And if it does, it could be huge for the environment.
Could we call it the McBucks cup?
Well, like a lot of people on Facebook, my life has been ruined because I don't have plastic straws anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
I know. People are right.
The compostable forks, they almost work like regular forks.
I don't say, but this, they're asking too much of us. All right?
I know.
I'm pretty sure the Bible covered this, and this is one of the signs of the apocalypse. Like the seventh seal has been broken. The trumpets are playing, bro.
The next thing's probably going to be a plague of frogs.
Right? I'm right there.
The average person says that they have 15 perfect days a year, according to a new study.
15 perfect days a year.
What makes it a perfect day?
You get laid.
Oh, glad you asked there, Thrill. The elements of a perfect day are waking up at 8:15 a.m.
Oh, who cares?
All right. Spending a total of 2 hours eating.
All right.
It's a long, long...
But total out of the day, I think.
Doing an hour of exercise and 4 hours of family time.
Okay, negative. See, right there, this has gone askew.
And going to sleep at 10:50 p.m. Couldn't family time count as they're watching your show, but they're all there?
You would think so. They do not.
Shut up. It's my night. Uh-huh. Here are the top things that instantly put us in a better mood, according to a new survey. Finding money in your pocket you didn't know you had.
Of course.
All right.
Being able to sleep in with no alarm.
Yes. Nice.
Lying in bed listening to the rain.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That's a good one.
Usually something makes me go back to sleep.
Right?
That's why we like it.
It's lovely. If your friend was dating someone awful, would you say anything?
More than likely not.
I mean, it depends what kind of awful they are, but yeah, probably
I think it depends
not.
On the friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
What line that person had crossed, as Steve said.
Right. Okay, so Robin, I'm going to pull you on this pedophile. One. Would you? I'm going to pull you on this one as well, Robin. If your friend was dating somebody awful, would you say something? Would you intervene?
Oh, yes. We have a system called Sidewinder where you get to tell them and you're in a safe space.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Trust me, it's for the better of all friendships.
Well, all four of you over there are completely bass-ackwards because men are more likely to say they would try to intervene. Women are more likely to say that they would not.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, it depends on the level of what this person is all about.
Sure.
Because, you know, like, hey, man, she chews with her mouth open. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Man, you gotta just let it go.
I think also it really has to do with your relationship with the person.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I have a ton of friends, but some of them, I'm not close enough. Or,
yeah, you're not going to say shit about that.
To tell them out of a relationship.
You still dating that bitch?
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you married her. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and remember, we say it all the time, but wait. After they break up, it's not going to end right. Like, don't let your true feelings out for a while.
Yeah, man. I stepped into that, brother. It's awkward.
A man in El Paso was arrested after he pulled up next to a cop car at a red light and started smoking meth.
God.
That just doesn't care.
Why don't you just give him the finger? Because that's basically what you're saying.
What, a race?
I'm so nervous, I just need to calm down for a second. After 20 years, Chick-fil-A is doing away with its annual cow calendars, and some of its fans are outraged about it.
Why no more cow calendars?
I don't know, man. I'm not working on it.
I did not know they had cow calendars.
I didn't know that either.
Why don't they just call them calendars?
I've collected a cow calendar for 20 years.
Right.
Cow calendar. The first year. Now they want me to download one of those bastards. Damn it.
You just forget, though, in the South, Chick-fil-A is a way of life.
Yeah, that's very true.
If you break a bone after the age of 50, a new study says it could kill you.
Oh, but Jesus Christ, man.
Statistically, it ups your risk of an early death for up to a decade.
Also, statistically, I would think after 50, it's easier to break bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how Mother Nature Fs with it, Ted.
Launch that sucker into something important.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
That's a tough word I've never used on somebody.
What's
I'm going to break your bones.
Yeah, I haven't felt the need to say.
Someone in Minnesota recently reported a 13-year-old kid for selling hot dogs outside of his house without a license. But instead of shutting him down, health inspectors pooled their money and helped him get a permit. Health inspectors did this.
At least they did that, man. I mean, just with everything going on right now, like, this is where your concern is, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
A 32-year-old man.
You're helping.
A 32-year-old man in Russia who's covered 90% of his body with one giant all-black tattoo recently had his junk surgically removed.
Oh, God. Why?
He says he felt like it was interfering with the look that he was going for.
That's the opposite of being all-black, brother.
That's what he calls
it. Come on, man. You put some weights on that.
You know what he calls his look?
What?
The black hole.
God, what look is he going for?
Empty. I don't know.
Empty,
unit.
Miles.
Cooked.
I don't know.
Mike, have you seen the guy that got a whole soccer jersey tattooed to his body?
No.
He's down in Brazil. He loves this one club. So it looks like he's wearing a jersey all the time. It took like 90 hours.
Oh, damn. My God.
This way I don't have to ever wear a shirt. Hey!
Oh, what do you mean they traded him?
Police in New York responded to a hang-up call and saw something unexpected in the house.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This. This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill can please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Ricky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, how you doing, bitches?
Hola.
Hola.
Damn near, Ricky. Ricky.
It's just like walking home with the kids.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Ricky.
All right, Ricky, do you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I've listened to you guys almost every day since we moved here a year ago.
Oh, well, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate that. But you need to do better than almost every day. We expect every day out of you, man. Every day.
Well, I don't get the car every day, and I don't listen to the radio at home very often, but...
Well, steal a car. Steal a radio. All right, here's your story. We go to the fine state of Iowa, where a man has been jailed after police say that he chased several young children while making threats of kidnapping them and cannibalism. The guy's name, and I'm not making this up, King Kong Chul, 47 years old, of Storm Lake, Iowa. He was charged with first-degree harassment. According to the police report, Chul approached the children near the apartment building where he chased them and started hurling the threats. And witnesses said that the man threatened to, quote, cut them up into small pieces and eat them. He then informed the children that he had a bag of salt and pepper that he'd put on them as seasoning after he cut them into said pieces. Now, the report also says that a mother with a one-year-old baby was approached by this guy, and he told her that he would kidnap the child. The mother told police that after being pursued by the guy, she ducked into an apartment building to hide, and that this dude would repeatedly look into the windows of the apartment and bang on them. Well, finally, police said that alcohol was probably a factor, and they managed to arrest them. Keep in mind, he'd just been released from county jail for a third public intoxication offense about 2 weeks prior. Anyway, he was booked into the Buena Vista jail on $2,000 bond. Do you believe that this man, whose name is King Kong Chul, is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Honestly, seeing as most of our past serial killers who are cannibals were white, I'm going to go with white.
I also think, like, it reminds me of, like, a scary children's book. Like, I'm going to, he described how he's going to do it.
And
how
I have salt and pepper.
And he's got, like, salt and pepper.
In a bag is what he added.
Right, he's, like, got seasoning on him. Not a ton, but salt and pepper.
But nothing spicy, so, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm with you. It sounds pretty white,
like,
too.
I'm going to cover you in hot sauce.
And brother said Tabasco, you'd have been like, it's a black man.
That's right, say salt and pepper. Right. I think you might be on some here, Ricky. You want to stick with white? Final answer?
Yes, white is my final answer.
We're going to find out if he was black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
We head to Iowa for Profile This, where a man is jailed after chasing children and threatening to cut them up and eat them with salt and pepper. Told a mom he would kidnap her one-year-old child. He had just gotten out of jail. He'd been there three times prior.
Mm-hmm.
Was he black, white, Mexican, or Jewish was the question.
Yeah, Ricky, and that's what we asked you, and you said, look, man, I'm going to go white on this, and every one of our racial consultants agree.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I'm
so sorry. Our cannibalistic kidnapping friend, King Kong Chul, is black. And Iowa City, that's right.
He is just salt and pepper.
Just salt and pepper. Letting brothers down. I mean, even as a cannibal, you could do better, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to throw some okra and some red beans.
Something.
Frank's Red Hot. I mean, goddamn.
Come on. Cayenne.
Yeah, something. Something to give it a little onion.
Right?
You know, not just salt and pepper.
I got the Holy Trinity in my pocket.
Why pepper?
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time of Tia.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Denzel Washington, we know him. He's been around lately.
Never heard him.
Right. First of all, Denzel, one of my favorite actors. I say this every time. Great supporter of the Fisher House. So Denzel, he's got some new movie coming out. I'm not positive what it is. Sorry, folks. We should look that up. So he's doing another interview with Stephen Colbert, and they're talking about a bunch of different things. He's talking about hosting Nelson Mandela at his house in 2001, and Oprah was there.
Mm.
I mean, just like crazy stories, right? But he's Denzel Washington. Right? Like, honestly, like, you just have to say Denzel.
Yeah, you
Nobody
don't have to
gets
qualify.
Confused, right?
Yeah, no one thinks it's Denzel Johnson.
Yeah.
Poor Denzel Johnson.
Whoever's
like, damn it, man, nobody cares about me.
Whoever else is named Denzel, yeah, they have a hard life.
Man,
you're never gonna match up.
But that name makes him seem like the knockoff version.
It does, because look,
Denzel Johnson.
Because if your mom named you Denzel, she was thinking about Denzel Washington when she was having sex with your daddy. I mean, that's the long and short of it, man.
You could have a Denzel that's an adult based on the popularity of Denzel Washington and how long he's been around at this point.
Oh, yeah, hey, call me D.
Strong name. So, I guess when you're so rich and famous, you might forget some of the nice things you do. But apparently Denzel had a very important factor and effect on the life of Black Panther himself, Chadwick Boseman.
I understand from Chadwick Boseman himself that you in some way are actually responsible for him being Black Panther.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, he said...
Oh, you because I paid for him to go to school?
That's it. How did that come about?
I like it. Oh, yeah, because I paid for Chadwick Boseman to go to school.
Yeah. I think we call that burying the lead. What?
I didn't know him. Felicia Richard was helping kids, and she called different people, and she called me, and I said, yeah, I'll sponsor wherever. And she said, well, you're sponsoring, or he called to thank me. That's how I found out it was him. Mm-hmm. You're sponsoring this kid, Chadwick Boseman guy. And I said, yeah, okay, Chad, I want my money back. So I went to the premiere for Black Panther here in New York, and I saw Ryan Coogler and Chad, and he said, oh, you know, I just wanted to thank you for paying. I said, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm not here. I'm not here to see them. I'm not here. Yeah, I like the movie Black Panther, and Wakanda Forever, but where's my money?
Wakanda Forever and all that, man.
Yeah. And Denzel, like, I don't know. I feel like Denzel hanging out at his house would be a ton of fun. But also, like, you hear the way he laughs. He's like, I want my money. Like, he's still the guy from Training Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like at any point, like, maybe you get too comfortable and, like, crack a joke. And then it turns into, like, no. Like, you're going to get the real Denzel.
Let me understand something, brother. They didn't give me a script for that movie.
Yeah, he's going to lay the hammer down.
Yeah.
So I just said what I thought.
What is my last name? It is not Johnson.
I'm at the wrong house.
Shark Week is a monster.
Of course.
A lot of people like Shark Week. It has brought in $36 million in 2 years.
Damn.
There's a reason they do it. Because they get people to watch. And they can sell advertising because people are watching them. For real.
It's easy. It's sharks. And you're going to do it for a week. You know what I mean? Like,
here's
we're
my
all
only problem.
In.
And I said this, man, I don't know if I said this morning to somebody or I said it to somebody. Oh, I said it to a buddy last night as I was watching some shark stuff. And Oz goes, is Shark Week supposed to be educational or just scaring me? Because it seemed like they had a countdown of the most dangerous states to go swimming in because of shark attacks.
Okay, name some of the states. Let me guess. I would say Florida is up there. It's got to be.
Correct. Number one.
California's got to be up there as
Correct.
Well. New Jersey.
Negative.
North Carolina?
Correct.
South Carolina.
Folks in Jersey keep getting
Correct.
Bitten.
Well, there's a little part of Georgia, but I guess, you know, whatever. I'll say the Oregon coast, maybe? I mean, most people don't get the water there is a difference. But the people that do, I mean, the Great Whites are there.
It was
Hawaii, I would guess.
Hawaii, that was the other one. So that was the top five, was Hawaii, the Carolinas, California, and then Florida was number one.
Okay.
They also had a whole thing on Cape Cod. Which is still
which is another shark-heavy area.
Very safe beaches. Just want to throw that out there if you're heading to Cape Cod.
A delicious popcorn.
Delicious popcorn if you're in Hyannis.
Oh, all right. Don't mind the great white
popcorn. Yeah. Don't mind the sharks in the water.
Smith's Great White Popcorn Company.
Good people. Great sharks.
Great white sharks.
No, but I almost texted my cousin. I was like, you know, Discovery Channel ain't doing you a lot of help right now.
Yeah, man.
They got this, because basically, so
yeah,
because
that's going to keep people from Cape Cod.
Well, that's part of the issue on places like Cape Cod, right? Like the influx of people that go swimming there is a lot more, so there's a lot more people in the water. Then also, there's been these efforts to save certain types of fish and seals. So then, you're not killing as many of these fishing, hunting. Yeah, you're not catching as many of these fish.
No, you're not.
So then, you know what showed back up was all
sharks because they can eat.
Ah, you skipped a step. First, it was the seals.
Ah.
So it used to be like a rare thing to see a seal there, but now there's beaches full of them. Well, you can't have, basically, you can't have bacon of the sea floating around and a shark
fucking
around.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see.
Yeah, well, because the sharks evolved.
You don't
too.
Help their cause when you call them bacon of the sea, Ted.
I learned that from a shark expert last night. He said they come up here to hunt seal, and he goes, look, it's basically like bacon. They got a whole fatty layer.
And then some delicious meat.
And the
meat.
Shark wants it.
And that's why seals like Jewish and Muslim sharks.
How come we don't eat seal then?
Because they're like, look,
if
man,
seal is that good, right?
According to sharks.
According to the sharks.
All right. You know, like when your buddy Kev says, hey, man, try the wings.
Try my venison.
Right. Now it's like your buddy shark, Bruce, we'll call him, is like, oh, dude, you got to try. And dude, like me, eat it raw.
Yeah, I could picture a guy I used to be a janitor with right now with that styrofoam cup going on and on about how these hog mauls were so good. And I was like,
hog maul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so these sharks. I'll tell you another thing I didn't realize about sharks that really made me mad. Is you know some of them out in Hawaii and stuff, they eat turtles.
Well, sure.
There's also turtles up there in the Cape that they eat.
Why
as well.
Wouldn't they? Look, man. If seals
have some respect,
if seals are like bacon, then I would think that they're like Cheetos or peanuts. You know, something crunchy.
But have no fear; that orca can still gut them in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy. I'm a big terrapin fan, so I saw that. And I was like,
don't get mad at the shark.
Sharks, you disappoint me. I expect more out of you. Yeah, but apparently, you know, you got a lot of seals, you're gonna have a lot of sharks. All right, Jeopardy. They have some good categories. I suspect you two would be really good at this one. The category was classic songs, the first line, if you can guess the song.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I took was when I hit the ground. Ryan.
What's Born in the USA?
That's the song.
Classic, 400.
From Mr. Sinatra. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
My way.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
What is my way?
Correct.
Song, 600.
From the Beatles, of course. I read the news today. Oh, boy. Justin?
What is a day in the life?
Right.
Songs, 800.
A Tom Petty classic. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America, too. Michelle?
Who is Mary Jane?
No. Ryan?
What is Free Fallin'?
That's it.
Classic, 1,000.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. Ryan?
Oh, what is You Lost That Love and Feeling?
Oh, you're so close. It's not you, it's you. Y-O-U.
Oh, come on. Breaking out the D-bag.
Zap.
Oh.
Damn, Alex.
Oh, so
Alex.
Sorry.
He is harsh.
Oh, so
that song will always remind me of Top Gun.
You have.
I like, hearing Alex Trebek recite lyrics is, like, how can you take lyrics that you know and suck all the soul out of them? Have Alex Trebek read them.
Yeah, I will say, there's some music I like that if you read the lyrics without the beats...
It takes a second.
It is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, what the hell does this mean? Like, I don't know.
You'll realize
it's dark.
Most people that write lyrics, not really poets. You know, with the music, yeah. It's great, but then when you take it away and you just say these words out loud, like, this is the dumbest S I've ever heard in my
life. I'd like
to
take the music out and read some Chili Peppers lyrics.
You'll be disappointed.
What I've got to get it, put it in you.
Right.
I was thinking, does he write out all the weird little sound effects?
No, there's some times where he just gives up.
Yeah, yeah, the end of I was all around the world. Around the world. I know for sure.
At least Axel went, where do we go? At least he admitted he didn't know where we were going.
Hey, man, look, little side note here. Axel Rose comes in handy with that long-winded vocal feedback thing that he does. All right, so the other day, you know, once the show syndicates and you go to other markets, everything has to be precisely on time. All right. So Mike Hawk, before the show starts, he's trying to time out to make sure we hit this thing, right, top of the hour, a couple different songs, and finally he walks in and he goes, man, he's like, Guns N' Roses, because Axl Rose, just the end of what, I can't remember the song, but he's like, it's just, I, he's like, pulled it down, bam, right on time.
Getting it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Axl.
Yeah, but I mean, I assume most music's like that. If you just read it dry, it's like
it sounds terrible.
Different.
Yeah. You're a lot less impressed.
All right, good news. The Brady Bunch house, it's on the market.
I thought they were tearing it down.
Well, I think some people were going to, so they said, hey, we'll sell it.
Can't tear down the Brady house.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd really watch it. By the way, nothing was ever shot inside,
Oh, that actual house. It's just the outside of it.
So oh, I think you're wrong.
It's six kids,
it's just
Ted.
The facade.
There are a lot of shooting going on in that house,
they
brother.
They called Sam the meat man for a reason.
That's what Hal was calling him.
Yeah, he didn't
oh, here comes Sam the meat man. He's not a butcher.
He didn't even own a butcher shop.
Right. The house is in Studio City, California. I assume that's inside of L.A.
Yes.
By the studios. It was built in 1959. Almost 2,400 square feet.
It's a traditional split-level looking, you know.
Yeah. But apparently, did you know this? It's the second most photographed home in America after the White House.
Really?
Huh. That makes sense. I can't think of another popular house. It's a real house.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe the Amityville Horror House?
They tore that down eventually. Yeah.
What's the house in New Mexico where people throw pizzas on it because of Breaking Bad?
Oh,
well, that's a new one.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Full House.
San Fran. But that's one of the ladies or whatever they call it.
Maybe the Grateful Dead house and Hate. That could be one. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Well, generally, you got to go historical figures, right? Like, I've been
or
to
Brady
Thomas
Bunch.
Jefferson's house.
Yeah, but no one knows where he lives anymore. He moved
a lot. Part
Monticello.
Of it,
oh, yeah.
I almost said, a weird noodle. All right. Fuselli. And that doesn't live there.
That's where he lives. Fuselli.
Yeah, but, you know, generally, I'm trying to think. Now I'm racking my brain. What's another famous TV home?
Well, what about George Washington? Mount Washington, that would be a famous
Mount
home.
Vernon.
Mount Vernon. Elvis's home, Graceland.
Graceland, that's right.
But a TV house?
I think the pizza one for Breaking Bad's got to be the newest one.
The house from Full House, they just shut down tours driving directly by it. Because I guess, I don't know if people were stopping and crowding or if they were throwing stuff. I don't remember what they did wrong, but they're not allowed to go there anymore.
Yeah, I think other neighbors are getting pissed. Like, hey, man, you know, like, I sort of walk outside of my house and there's 200 people taking pictures.
There's a small little road in Astoria, and at the top of the hill is where the Goonies house is. So people go up there all the time and do a UAE, like, Goonies house!
Okay.
All right, uh-huh. Goonies!
Yeah, that's got to be a popular one.
Sure.
But the E.T. house, some mess went down on that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, they showed up, they put plastic wrap around the whole goddamn thing. Like, be a house.
Well, the difference is back then, man, the houses they showed on the outside were realistic homes.
Yeah.
Today, man, people are like, you don't realize, you watch a TV show, like, they're living in, like, a $3 million house.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the Goldbergs, Blackish, whatever. Look at these houses. I mean, you're like, oh, my God, like, this is...
I will say, though, at least like on Blackish, it makes sense.
Well, yeah, they all make sense, but they're all living in
mansions. He's the only one where you know he makes money.
Yeah. Right, like, his job dictates that, right? Like,
and his wife's a doctor, so you go like, all right... They live well, but all the shows where they're supposed to be broke, I'm like, God damn, that's the
nicest
broke house.
That was always the thing about Friends. Like, how do they live in, like, these penthouses in Manhattan?
Exactly.
But keep in mind, the Brady Bunch, he was an architect with six kids and a wife who doesn't work, and he had a maid.
Mm-hmm.
A live-in maid.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, she lived there. Alice, she lived downstairs, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's say, like, at least Blackish, that's one I'll be like, well, you obviously
brother
know.
Roland
that's the way the life should be.
Conan O'Brien's been doing his show down at Comic-Con. I'm not going to lie to you. I like this version of Conan. He's kind of going in on some people.
Fourth year in San Diego for Comic-Con. I really think I'm getting to know the city. I really do. Fun fact, I learned that San Diego is an ancient Spanish phrase meaning land of chubby Batmans. A lot going on at Comic-Con. This year, Superman turns 80 years old. Did you know that? You can tell Superman is 80 because now he just sits alone in the Fortress of Solitude watching Fox News. Yeah, and it's our country. Get out! The new trailer for the DC movie Titans was just released. Yeah. Yeah. In it, a group of teenage superheroes fight off their arch nemesis, Kevin Spacey. Now,
I know, man. It's like Conan doesn't usually seem that talk spicy, but I was like, he is going in.
That was good.
Yeah. Jerry right? I know even Mike and I earlier today were like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Right? Don't forget, he is a ginger. He always got it in him. Jerry Seinfeld. By the way, Jerry Seinfeld, some interesting things came out about him. Do you know he got the first ever American Express black card?
Damn, no.
He was the spokesperson then.
So he was the spokesperson, and I guess somebody on the set kind of came up to him and was like, hey, man, it was only been like a rumor that supposedly like the Shah or some crazy king, some right. foreign land had one, and that the guy that started American Express, the president of the company or something, had one. So Jerry, somebody, he goes, you should ask if you can get one. And apparently he asked about it, it was kind of a joke. Nobody really had one, but they ended up kind of making one for him.
Damn.
Yeah, but the stats on that thing are ridiculous. I mean, you have like concierge wherever you go, this and that, but you got to spend like, I want to say you got to spend like $200,000 a year.
Just to maintain.
No, it's like $200,000 a month.
Yeah.
Is it? Sure.
Oh, dude, the black card is not anything any of us will ever own in our lives. So is why cats like Jay-Z roll with this.
Yeah.
All right, so you're talking, and not even like your average celebrity.
What do they get flight points?
Can afford to have this card. You know what I mean? Like
they get travel points?
Well, things
are going first question. You could call the secret number and just be like, hey, we're flying. I mean, it's a rap line, but you're flying to Pisa to get pizza.
Right.
All right. There's some weird ice cream flavors out there. Full disclosure, before this joke, I would try it.
An ice cream shop in Scotland has created a new mayonnaise-flavored ice cream. And if you're dying to try it, you are probably dying to begin with.
Mayonnaise-flavored ice cream?
Yeah. Well,
I'll try it.
I'll give it a shot.
There you go.
Mike, I got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Western New York for 911 call about an alligator that is nearby. Western New York. Meanwhile, Florida man goes to Target and drops his pants using God as an alibi. Up the road, we go to Jacksonville, where Burger King customer truly has it her way. In Texas, two fires blamed on exploding tortilla chips on a hot Austin day. An Ohio man phones in bomb threat so he won't miss his flight. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to New York, where police officers got a hang-up call in an abandoned building. Following procedures, the officer made their way out to the house and were greeted by something unexpected. A 4-foot alligator.
That's a little weird for
Surprise.
New York.
A little bit weird. While searching for anyone in distress in the home, the officers found the gator in a makeshift aquarium. They called the proper authorities and the animal was removed. People are still investigating the situation.
My buddy Ronnie's got a gator.
In New York, though.
Right, I mean, New York State. Western New York, you're way out there.
I just don't get it.
Snow gators.
But the fact that they made a makeshift aquarium is why they're kind of diving further into this. It's an abandoned home, so they don't really know who it belonged
to. Grow weed in there.
But, right.
Do something good.
It's my watch gator.
It's guarding the weed.
He patrols the house at night. In other news, in Florida, the manager of a Target called police to alert them of a man that was going around his store, dropping his pants and exposing his genitals and buttocks to his customers, as well as knocking items off the shelves. Police eventually tracked the man down at his home.
Sounds like a giant cat.
They went to this dude's house.
I got my genitals.
when they went to his house, apparently he had like a bong emporium there.
That's exactly right. Let's see. Police eventually tracked the man down at his home a mile away and found him in possession of a ton of marijuana and 11 different pipes, all of which he said was, quote, blessed to him by God.
You know what? He's right.
Thank God for that correction.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think God's against weed. I don't know that he gives people bongs, though.
I bong you.
You have been bonged
by the Lord.
Heaven or hell.
Bonged.
He was arrested for exposure and possession. All right. A customer at Burger King in Jacksonville caused some issues for some of the employees, but made some customers a lot happier. Business was moving slow in the restaurant. It was moving so slow that the woman actually jumped over the counter and started working to complete orders. It was later discovered that the woman was actually an off-duty employee, and when higher-ups heard about the incident, they terminated both her and the slow-working employees.
Damn. I don't think you terminate her.
No, of course not.
I mean, look, you jump in to save something like that. To me,
I'll
give you a raise, man. Like,
exactly.
Don't do it that way next time. Right. If you could, come in through the way that you normally know you can. Do it that way.
Well, it wasn't that she jumped over the counter. She was in her street clothes, so she didn't have
She was ordering food, and it was taking so long. She's like, you know what?
Right.
The hell with this. I'll get back and help.
She didn't wash her hands. She didn't put gloves on.
She did. She washed her hands and put gloves on. Read the story.
I was reading
the
story.
She wasn't in her Burt BKU uniform.
Correct.
That was one thing. No, but
the guy even tweeted. He said she's having it her way. She didn't even wash her hands.
Well,
I
hope every job feels that way. Because, like, look, you're an off-duty fireman. Yeah, my house is on fire. My kid's trapped. But I don't want you to do that.
Right. I don't have my suit. Right.
Look bad.
Right. This was
I think that looks great. I think that looks...
Man,
yes.
Honestly, I give it a few more days till we hear another story about this woman getting hired.
Look,
either back by Burger King
I work at McDonald's. I'm not calling her immediately and making her a goddamn manager.
Hell yes.
Immediately.
Hell
she cares.
Yes. I fully
she doesn't like
mouth.
Incompetence. Jesus.
Right. It's so slow out here that I need to actually go back there on my day off
right.
and get this done.
Come on.
Another moron has chosen the wrong avenue to try to catch his flight that he was late for. Courts have just sentenced the 40-year-old Ohio man to 4 months in prison for calling in a bomb threat to attempt to delay his plane slightly.
You're 40 years old. Oh. You know better than this, man.
And that's the thing, is that he's late by a few minutes and he calls in a bomb threat.
Get there since early. When, you know you need to be at the airport early
right.
now.
But since when does a bomb threat delay a flight for 5 minutes?
Right.
So that you can get on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, we're going to take 5 minutes to look for right. it, and if we don't see it, we take off. Yeah.
We got a call here, so we're just going to check this out. Give us about 5 minutes.
As somebody who has been to the gate or to the airport a little late, like, just be nice, and maybe they'll let you run through.
Exactly.
That's very
actually,
true.
If you ask, they sometimes will hook you up.
Yeah.
They really
like,
will.
Literally, they'll just be like, I don't know if you can make it or not. Go ask her, and she'll be like, damn,
all right.
Like,
right.
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, there's things that they have to do. Like, as soon as the plane pulls away from the terminal,
of course,
that's
yeah.
too late.
When they close the doors on the right. inside, it's over. Now, it is officially by the FAA standards over.
Unless you're somebody that I know, but I'll tell you that story later.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Unless you're very, 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 very
I still
important.
Don't know how he pulled that off.
Are
right?
they very important?
That person.
No.
We go to Austin, Texas, where a factory caught fire because of the most unlikely of reasons, spontaneous combustion of tortilla chips. Apparently, the company had been testing a new way to handle food waste from the making of tortilla chips, a process that led to the spontaneous combustion of the chips and destruction of multiple pallets of them.
Hmm.
Damn, chips
lost all
dead.
Them chips. Right?
Chip
Man,
down.
I love to sit down on a Friday night and just do chips and dip. I will go to town on a bag of corn chips.
What kind of dip do you use with corn chips?
Just straight salsa.
Oh. Yeah.
Guacamole?
Salsa?
No.
Corn? Oh, okay.
Just salsa. That's it for your headlines. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. For your guess is as good as mine, the random question. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day and another round of Profile This.
Yes, indeed. That is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this match. So until next time, do what you do best. And for Aletha's steak, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.